day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Bizarre story. If you're up in Port Douglas, you'd be across this. If you're not, maybe you haven't heard about it, but there's been a dingo issue, would you believe, in Port Douglas. In fact, it's just been put in front of me, the details here. It's under the heading, Report of Christmas Day Pet Dog Attack by Dingoes. And it goes on to say the Douglas Council's issued a safety warning to Port Douglas residents and visitors following reports of a pair of domestic dogs being attacked by two dingoes on Christmas morning. Reportedly took place at the Port Douglas Sports Complex. It's an area known to be frequented by a pair of young rainforest dingoes. Rainforest dingoes, it's interesting terminology, isn't it? Dingoes, generally speaking, maybe people think about the Fraser Island dingoes. That's where there's usually all the publicity. So I think a lot of people hearing, well, there's an issue in Port Douglas will be surprised. Now, the council's put out a warning. I won't go through all the details of it. Safety message following that incident, etc. It also reads, please take care if you're out walking this evening. So I'll get more information on this particular matter. Interestingly, there's another group of people saying, oh, we've got to coexist with the dingoes. I mean, we've got to do it better. We don't like the baiting and killing of dingoes. We just need better education, public education on safely coexisting with dingoes. So there's two, obviously, different views prevailing on this matter. I've got Mayor Lisa Cromazon on the line, Douglas Shire Mayor. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Lisa. This is going to be an interesting one, isn't it? Because most people think, oh, well, my beautiful pet dog is under threat by these wild animals, and that there's any number of people saying, hang on a minute, they were here first, they're native animals, etc. They've got their rights too. Let's talk about the incident firstly. Was it particularly serious, the attack at Port Douglas?
Yes, a dog was attacked at Port Douglas, and it was had to have emergency surgery in Cairns. I believe that he's home now and he's recovering, but I think it was quite a nasty attack.
When they're attacked, well, in this case, I suppose it's hard to tell. Would it be like an attack for a dingo would be attacking for the sake of a meal, or would it have been fundamentally that the pet dogs in Port Douglas would have been seen as competition? What do you think led to the attack?
Have been informed. The gentleman had his two dogs at the sports centre throwing a ball, and they come out and attack the dog. Then, so you know, I'm not too sure why they would. You know, could it be territorial or they wanted to play or what? I'm not too sure. But unfortunately, the dog was seriously injured.
Is the sports complex adjacent to a rainforest area?
There's a little bit of bush around it. Yeah, there is. But, you know, we've got two young, they're young dingoes. And so it's, you know, unfortunately, when dingoes are outside the national parks, they are categorised as a restricted invasive animals under the Biosecurity Act. So, you know, we have to look at the safety of our community. So council has to act on the part that, you know, we've had numerous complaints about these dingoes, so that council has to act on it.
Do you know, Lisa, almost everybody listening has never actually seen a dingo in real life. I don't really have a handle on the size of them. I'm just trying to get a picture in my head. Alsatians generally, I suppose, are seen as bigger dogs. Are they similar size, do you think, to an Alsatian or what?
No, they're smaller than that.
Oh, okay.
The two we're talking about, I saw them last week when I was actually driving over to Port Douglas. So they were very comfortable. One was laying on the golf course. He looked like he was sunbaking, having a great time. The other one was actually quite up close to the road. So when I did see them, I thought, oh, they're the two dingoes that are wandering Port Douglas. So we do have the occasional wanders of Port Douglas, but you know, the community's got to understand also that they are a wild dog, and council does encourage, do not feed the dogs or have any interaction with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're quite happy for dingoes to be in our shire.
Yes.
You know, just leave them alone. They get on with their business. But it's when people start feeding them and showing some attention. See, and then they come out, and unfortunately we've had numerous complaints and we have to act on them.
There you go. And that's what's happened, I presume, on Fraser Island, because they would have been fed, I suppose. Then they become too tame, if you like, and then, of course, you get the interaction between dingoes and children.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So, unfortunately, you know, no one likes to see, you know, anything happening to our dingoes, you know, but unfortunately, it does come down to safety.
Mm. This has been very interesting, Lisa. How are you going leading the council up there?
Oh, it's been great. We're moving along quite well at the moment. So we're still in, you know, a lot of repairs from last year's flooding
course,
and that. But you
course.
Know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there. So and for a small council, I think we're doing quite well.
Wonderful, wonderful. We'll stay in touch. Good on you, Lisa. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, John.
That's the Douglas
Shire
Mayor.
Have a happy new year.
Same to you. Yes. Happy New Year to you. Lisa Scommerson, she's the Douglas Shire Mayor.